Hey everybody, it's Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Corner Office Podcast. This time, Mark Harrison is a doctor. He told me I could call him Mark, so I did. He's the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare. It's a collection of hospitals and clinics in Utah, also parts of Idaho. We're talking to him because Intermountain announced not too long ago that they're going to be partnering with a handful of other big health systems to create a not-for-profit drug company making their own generic drugs, the idea being it's going to make those drugs cheaper for their patients at something like 450 hospitals in this country. So here you go. Conversation with Mark Harrison, the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
Mark Harrison, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Kai. Thank you.
When you first heard this idea of maybe starting your own drug company, what was your first thought?
I thought to myself, interesting, but man, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. So why'd you say yes?
Well, first of all, I have a great team to work with. And, you know, to be honest, this is not my idea. And but I was incredibly supportive after I started to hear the details. And sort of more importantly, I started to hear the human stories of patients who are having a hard time getting a hold of drugs that, you know, have been around for decades, but were both unavailable and just way, way too expensive. And pretty much everything I do and all I think about is around patient safety and quality and access to great care. And this ticked all those boxes. It seemed like this is something we needed to do.
Why do you think you, as a hospital complex CEO, can crack this nut of, as you said, availability and cost on these drugs?
That's a really good question. So I think that, you know, we're particularly Intermountain as a payer provider. We see both sides of the equation. And we are really intimately involved with providing care and actually acquiring services to provide to our patients. It's one of those things, you know, if not us, who? I think the ability of this project to attract talent has been absolutely remarkable to me. And so, I'm just a doctor and I run a system, but we have pharma executives coming out of the woodwork asking to work on this project. I think we are going to have a knock 'em dead, you know, A-plus executive team.
Okay, when you sit down with those pharma executives, right, who have a skill set that is outside your core competency, what do they say about things like supply chain and manufacturer agreeability and those kinds of things?
They think it's entirely soluble. We, you know, as you might imagine, the team's put together a really thorough business plan, and we've been guided by a couple of very senior retired pharma execs who have played in this space, and I think we've gamed out most of those problems. Hmm. And as you probably know, there's actually a lot of contract manufacturing capacity out mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. So we don't, you know, we're not planning on building factories. Nothing's off the table, but we think we're going to be able to use capacity that's available and supply chain that's, you know, been used forever. And again, these are not like miracle drugs
right.
From a technical standpoint, but they sure are going to be miracles for people who are paying 1,000 times too much for them and can't get a hold of them right now.
Yeah, we should be clear here. We're talking generics.
We are talking generics.
Right.
And we're talking mostly hospital-based drugs to start with, but also some outpatient drugs. And you know, I'm going to play it close to my vest in terms of what they are because we don't want to signal, you know, too obviously what we're going to make. But, you know, these are sort of not the rocket science drugs. These are blocking and tackling drugs.
I think it's very interesting you're playing close to your chest. So clearly there's an element of I need to maintain my business advantage here.
We do. Look, you know, this sector, and it's really a portion of the sector, there are a lot of good generic drug makers out there who play fair and square, and they try their best to serve their customers and patients. It's really the bad actors who are, you know, have driven a lot of competition out of the market, and they've driven price up as they've created artificial shortages. Those are the ones that we're going to really focus on. And, you know, it would be our dream if we never had to make a single tablet. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Without intending any disrespect, if this is such a good idea, how come you're the first person doing it?
Well, it's not person, right? We're a team.
Yep, fair enough. But the question applies.
I think
right?
the difference is people have had a hard time kind of making the market. And we've had literally dozens of systems representing hundreds of hospitals who have stepped forward to participate. And we can make a market right away. And I think that's a big difference.
To be clear, when you say making a market, you've got Intermountain Healthcare and all those folks who've come to you who are looking to buy these products off you.
That's right. Systems will they'll commit to a multi-year contract to buy drug at a percentage of what they're currently being made for, and that will change everything. And then, you know, any money that we make, this will be a not-for-profit.
Right.
We'll plow it right back into the enterprise. This is like a public utility. Intermountain and the other, you know, great systems that will participate, we are doing this for social good. We are doing this to serve our patients. We are not doing this to make money.
You might not be, but all the other drug companies out there, most of them anyway, are. Have you gotten any nasty letters or phone calls from drug companies whose business now you are looking to threaten?
You know, again, in outside of the generics, you know, we're not touching sort of the big pharma in any way. And within the generic space, I've had a number of very responsible CEOs who've actually asked how might they help, because they actually could use this market-making capability. And then there are a couple bad actors who've given me sort of cross looks at meetings, and they can have at it.
Acknowledging that not too long ago, Jeff Bezos at Amazon and Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase and Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway came in and said they're going to start some kind of healthcare enterprise. How worried are you about getting bigfooted out of this by, say, Jeff Bezos, who could, in theory, do whatever he wants?
You know what? We're not doing this for ego. We're doing this for patients. If he comes along with something better, if they come along with something better for patients, do away with the shortages, have prices be fair, then more power to them. That'd be just fine. My guess is, and we're open to it, and there have actually been a couple of preliminary conversations, we very well may collaborate with those folks.
That seems newsworthy that you've been having a little chit-chat with Jeff Bezos and the gang about this.
No, I have not personally.
Not you. I understand it's a team.
Yeah,
right?
But there have been some quiet conversations, and who knows what will happen.
Let me ask you a couple of bigger picture healthcare questions, just because I've got you on the line, and you are both a practitioner, right? You're a trained pediatrician, but you have now crossed over into the executive ranks.
Right. I'm a pediatric ICU doc.
Gotcha. What do you make of our healthcare system right now? What ails it, and what's the answer?
So, first of all, I think that, you know, U.S. healthcare, when you're really, really sick, there's no place better in the world to get taken care of. And I've had the opportunity to work overseas and see some other systems at play. And, you know, if you have a brain tumor, if you need a heart surgery, if you need, you know, high-end inpatient care, if you've been badly traumatized, you're going to get great care in the United States by and large. That said, our system is not health-oriented enough. We don't work hard enough to keep people well. And I think that healthcare is just too expensive. And so a lot of what Intermountain is thinking about these days, how do we actually address costs so that we can make healthcare more affordable for the people we serve?
When you look at how, you know, and without getting down into the nitty-gritty of the news of the past year, when you look at the politicization of healthcare in this country, what do you think?
You know, sometimes it makes me sad sometimes because it become in some instances we start to have political conversations that sort of objectifies patients and attributes things to them that they don't necessarily deserve. My advice always, and let me tell you, I think the vast majority of our politicians are trying to do the right thing. They've got really hard jobs and they've got a lot of masters to serve. My advice is always the same, which is go to a clinic, see a patient, see what it's like to be a patient, particularly a poor patient. And I think it develops an enormous amount of empathy when that happens.
What then, as you think about this company you are starting for generic pharmaceuticals, and as you as the CEO have to grow Intermountain Health, because that's fundamentally your job, What does this venture you're launching look like in, say, 5 years?
What I'm hoping in 5 years for this venture, I'm hoping that we're going to be serving thousands of hospitals. I hope we'll have more than half of the U.S. market getting generic drugs from us. More importantly, I think some of these artificial shortages will be gone and people will be able to afford their medications without the pain that they currently are. I'll tell you a quick story. I was talking to one of our primary care docs recently, and he had taken care of a kid who had swimmer's ear. So it's an infection and inflammation of the ear canal. And you normally give the patient some topical antibiotics, and sometimes you'll give them a topical steroid to decrease the inflammation. The steroid that he prescribed a couple years ago had been $7 for a course. It was $75 now. And this was one of those generic drugs that had been gobbled up. And for patients who are paying a lot out of pocket, that's criminal.
When I was a kid, my mother used to drip rubbing alcohol in my ears after I went swimming. That's how we got out of swimmer's
ear. You must have been very bad, because I bet that hurt.
Yeah, it did hurt, but that's a whole different interview. All right, that's it for the conversation with Mark Harrison. He's the CEO of Intermountain Healthcare, a doctor as well, by the way. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Tell a friend if you like. Also, rate us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review. We do read them. We check them out. Bridget does, mostly. She's the one who produces it. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Sitar Nieves is the executive producer of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks, as always, for listening. Another episode in a couple of weeks.